Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Peyton Manning has had a roast. I'm aware of that, but if you didn't watch the Tom Brady roast, it was a little something different. It was Nikki Glaser. It was a lot of the people that Jeffrey Ross that don't pull punches when they do roast. This was a totally different level. For instance, I thought the most brutal one was Nikki Glaser said, you retired and then you came back to the NFL. You retired and then you came back to the NFL. I guess the only thing that you go back to is your pregnant girlfriend. That's pretty brutal. Could you ever imagine Peyton Manning doing anything like that where all gloves are off? Or is he too image conscious? And is that maybe a good thing? Because I don't know how Tom Brady helped himself at all with this roast. And does he need the money? Did he make $25 million? He also said, as for Deflategate, you spent $20 million NFL in investigating what happened. For $20 million, I'd tell you I did it. I don't know if he admitted it or he just would say anything for $20 million. This was stupid. My Tom Brady, I give a salute as much as I would want to watch it to Peyton Manning for not doing a full-on roast. I don't think anybody's ever going to do this as far as former athletes. Most of these guys care about their image, Caleb.
Well, I give Tom Brady a lot of credit because it shows me that Tom Brady was willing to be knocked down a peg. My thing with athletes, and we cover them, it's the same way I feel about actors and celebrities and Hollywood stars and singers, is the way they hate being taken down a peg. And that's why when they are taken down just a little bit, you see Will Smith go on stage and slap Chris Rock across the face. Okay. Because, and you see the Hollywood contingency think that's okay, because how dare you take anybody that's on a certain pedestal down? So Tom Brady's willingness to bring him down a little bit, I'm actually okay with. Peyton Manning, look, Peyton Manning is a little bit different from Tom Brady in the sense of from the second he stepped on campus at Tennessee, he had the Manning name following him. Now, I know Archie Manning did not have a Hall of Fame NFL career, but you're still a coach's son. So you're still thinking a lot more carefully about your image than Tom Brady would be thinking about.
Well, and something you may not know either, Arch was the color commentator for the Saints. So I said something yesterday I thought about may have been misleading to you. He still had a prominent football name. It just wasn't the Manning name as we know in 2024.
Right. And so I think the level of pressure that Peyton felt for himself resulted in him wanting to craft an image. Also because he was so determined to build a legacy outside of his father, which kind of, I mean, you see that a lot with people. You know, Eli Manning didn't care following his father's legacy, but Peyton Manning wanted really to create his own legacy slash empire. And he's done a lot of things that I think to somewhat protect that. And he's always thought about that. And it's very similar to Michael Jordan in the NBA. And it's kind of annoying that they both do it. They're so set on their image and how people portray them, which is why The Last Dance was so amazing, was Michael Jordan. We had all heard the rumors, but he just kind of was like, I want to show you for once just this real side of me and who I really was as a player and just how ruthless I could be, whether or not you like me or not. But this is the results we got.
That was surprisingly open, but he still had final say. So we all know that Peyton's final say is not going to go as far as the Tom Brady free-for-all that happened. I mean, that's alert to me. I'm wondering, guys with on their record, Tiger Woods, would he do something like this? Brought to you by the Hemp House, the premier hemp dispensary online, with a wide variety, great selection, and strict standards to ensure you only receive the best in CBD or Delta products. HempHouseChat with 2T's.com. Use the promo code HOOKED for 10% off online. The promo code HOOKED for 10% online. Caleb, which former Vol would you be afraid to roast?
I wouldn't be afraid to roast any of them. But I will tell you this. It's funny you say that. There was a roast one time, and this is how you saw the community was so different back then. They wouldn't be this way now. There was a roast of Philip Fulmer that was hosted. It must have been 2018, I believe, or 2017. Heath Shuler and Peyton Manning all took part in it, and a few others. It became nothing but just a respect roast. It was like kind of really light roast, like, oh, Philip Fulmer had this habit before games or this. But it was like, no one was going to make a joke on how he couldn't beat Steve Spurrier. But I'm like, okay, how are you not going to, like, it's like, if you're not going to roast, if you're not going to go there, then don't do a roast. You know what I mean? But nobody in the Knoxville community was going to dare roast Philip Fulmer the way they should have. And that.
No. And when you and I talk of roasts, we're not talking about the playful fun roast. We're talking about real. You get up there and you get to say anything you want. I will be honest with you. I'm not afraid to say much of anything in front of anybody. I would not want to be in an Al Wilson roast. Because from everybody I talk to, he does not take those sorts of jokes well. He doesn't think they're funny at all. Al Wilson has a lot of great attributes, but I don't think a great sense of humor is one of them.
So he
I'm not saying I would be scared. I would be nervous. Let me ask you this. Which one would you be nervous if after the show they're going to go, Caleb, CC, or as I like to call you because I love your show. That was a little over the top, son. We need to talk. Are there any of those that you would be concerned about?
Nope. If you want the roast, I'm going there. Now, here's what – and Al Wilson, what you're telling me is Al Wilson would be the type to never want a roast of himself, which is fine.
Right. Perfectly fine. I don't want people to roast me. Good Lord, that sounds like the worst thing that could ever happen.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, as far as Manning goes, we have to go here because Tiger Woods could be roasted now. He would not want to be roasted before the 2009 scandal broke, but because he did have that clean cut image he was trying to protect, but he doesn't have it now. But
oh, he wouldn't have been roasted then either. He's been careful with that image forever. So is Peyton.
That's what I mean. Well, no, I'm saying Tiger Woods himself, but like now what happened since the Tiger Woods, you know, all those girls he was with, I think he's lost a little bit of care about his image as much. He shouldn't care as much about it. Where I was actually going to go was with Manning was, look, there's a very sensitive, you don't want to say legal, but harassment scandal that he was implicated in when he was in college that we know about, that you know about, that has been overdone. I don't think Peyton Manning wants to be in a roast knowing that that's going to be brought up, honestly. And I think that's why he would never.
I mean, nobody should want to be in this roast. Which former Vol would you fear roasting is our poll question on YouTube. Al Wilson, Albert Hainsworth, John Henderson, who's the nicest guy in the world. I put him in there because he was just in town recently. Or Peyton Manning. Now, Peyton Manning's not going to come beat you up after the roast, but he could make a couple of phone calls to affect your career. Not that Peyton Manning would ever do that, Caleb.
Peyton Manning would buy every house in your neighborhood and purposely devalue it so he could devalue your home. That's what he would do. That's the type of revenge.
And I mean, that is a compliment, don't you? I mean, he'd go around and put bars on all the houses so that people believe there was a huge crime problem in your neighborhood. If he didn't like
it. Yes.
Listen, he's never damned those since Dan Patrick said something that made him mad. And I don't even know what that thing is. Once he picks that you're not a guy for him, or you're not a gal for him to work with, he's not going to want to work with you.
Well, he did work with Mike Vanderjack for 3 years after Mike Vanderjack said that he was, you know, didn't have any passion. But Peyton Manning got his revenge by saying our liquored up kicker. This is a thing. I've heard this from a lot of people and a lot of his close friends that, like, if Peyton Manning has issues with you, he's going to make sure he gets the last word no matter what. And I mean, that's why, again, I think the trainer thing was overblown. But why did Peyton Manning put it in his book and willingly reopen the lawsuit? He just wanted to have the last word, didn't he?
Well, let me ask you this too. Was that a is it a character flaw to want to be conscious of your image? I think you can go too far, certainly, but for the most part, I think that's a character strength, don't you? I don't think you should do it because you care what other people think about you, like your peers at work. I don't think I should care about my image because of what, let's say, Caleb Calhoun thinks about me or Stacey Oliver, who's one of our writers. I think you care about your image, not overly concerned, but just because you want to be respected as somebody who's a good person. Peyton Manning, I think, does take it a little too far, and he's a little too sensitive. He almost turned down. Remember when he was throwing the soft footballs at the kids in Saturday Night Live? He almost turned that down because he thought that would hurt his image. It ended up being monstrously great for his image.
Yeah, I think if you try to protect your image too much, what ends up happening is other people will tear you down, and then you fall harder because you were so trying to paint yourself as a godlike figure. And I just think that's a mistake.
Well, and along those lines, don't think that people weren't waiting for Tiger Woods to stumble. That's an absolute fact. Now, I don't think people are waiting for Peyton Manning to stumble, and I don't think he has anything like the Tiger Woods thing, but there are a lot of writers sitting there waiting for Tiger Woods to stumble. All right. Who else would you like to roast? Let me ask you that. A former Vol.
Well, I would like to actually have gone to the former roast because I would have nuked him. But that's, you know, I would love to roast Fulmer. I would love to, I thought about maybe Candace Parker, but I have too much, I can't think of too many negative things I'd say in a joking fashion to Candace Parker. Because, like, what are you going to criticize her for?
I think mine would be, just because I'm friends with him, Fred White. And I know more about Fred from a personal perspective than I do other guys. But, Albert Hainsworth would be great, but I'm telling you, there is a chance that Albert Haynesworth would get up off of his chair and attack you on the dais on the podium. I'm telling you, you think I'm kidding, but there is a chance that that would happen, which would be bad for all of us, would it not?
I hear that Albert Haynesworth is extremely nice and then just kind of goes into a mode where he goes crazy and doesn't have great control over when to turn it on or off, I think John, you're right. And Al, it sounds like, according to what you're saying, Al Wilson always has it on. He never has it off. Even in just his regular life, it's always on. John Henderson seems to have the perfect balance of when to turn it on, his mean streak, and when to turn it off. I would have loved to roast Reggie White before he passed away. Got, you know, rest in peace. I think there could have been a lot of jokes I could have made at Reggie about how ineffective he was as a player his first 3 years, how much of a mercenary he was in the NFL after leaving Philly.
Let me go to the message board. Who would you most want to roast? Somebody said Inky Johnson. You don't want to do Inky Johnson. Butch Jones would have to be number one. It would be too
easy.
But that's not even a fun roast. I know. I could write 15 jokes before the end of the show while speaking to Caleb the entire time. That's just too easy.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.